Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
My goodness, you guys can tell me if you agree or disagree with me on this one, but I'm just going to be straight with you. I'm just going to be up front with you here. Just going to say it like I think it is. And again, you can tell me if you agree or if you disagree here, but I just looked at this New York Times poll that was released earlier this morning, and I think it is safe to say that Montanans, that we, hopefully we the American people, but I think it's safe to say that we as Montanans have had enough of your Adam Schiff. And that's not just a message to Chuck Schumer and to flip-flop flat top. It's a message to so many in the Montana media that keep pumping out the most biased coverage I have ever seen, frankly. This is the worst political coverage of any election year I have ever seen here in Montana. Now, I know my closely watching Montana politics is, you know, and election coverage in particular is more confined to the last, 24 years or so. But still, wow. I mean, look at, frankly, if we go back to right around Labor Day weekend, which was over a month ago, the Adam Schiff just started flying big time. The TV stations, which normally do an okay job of covering Montana elections, they went into overdrive with the phoniest, fakest fact checks, with biased political coverage, attacking Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy at every turn, propping up flip-flop flat top at every turn. And yet, look at what the New York Times just published earlier this morning. In a New York Times poll published by the New York Times, Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy is leading liberal Senator John Tester by 8 points. 52% is the support right now for Tim Sheehy compared to only 44% for liberal Senator John Tester. And for some of the other Democrat candidates, like the gun control activist Ryan Bussey, who's the Democrat candidate for governor, they're even worse. Ryan Bussey is down 22 points against the popular governor, Montana Governor Greg Gianforte. And from what I am hearing, and I had a conversation with Montana Senator Steve Daines earlier this morning, who is the chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee. From what I am hearing and from what I'm seeing out there, it looks like the dam is starting to break at the national level as well. The sugar rush is now turning into the sugar crash for the Kamala Harris campaign, and the battleground states are moving more into Trump's direction. And now two more Senate seats are in play for the GOP. But you think about it, all of the fake news media, all of the outside money piling into Montana against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy and propping up flip-flop flat-top John Tester, and yet he is losing, and apparently losing big. That's why I think it's pretty safe to say that to the media and to Schumer and the rest of the crew, we're sick of your Adam Schiff.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's also worth pointing out, by the way, according to that same New York Times poll that the New York Times just released here earlier this morning, it's worth pointing out as we are in day two of the Soviet-style show trial against Montana's Attorney General Austin Knutson underway in Helena, Montana, that Attorney General Austin Knutson also has a massive lead over his opponent in the November election as well. And my prediction is that because of the outrageous violation of American norms underway in Helena, Montana this week right now, with this Soviet-style show trial, that Attorney General Austin Knutson will win by an even larger margin. All right, we got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. Tim in Billings first up. What's going on, Tim?
Good morning, Aaron. So I just read a post from a friend of mine that said that she witnessed a fellow get out of a van with Washington license plates, two big tester signs, and an American flag in his back pocket, and he's out wandering around South Billings Boulevard, King Avenue East area. And I'm going to go over and I'm going to politely confront him and ask him what his favorite thing about John Tester is. And then I'm going to ask him some Montana trivia, and hopefully I'll have some video to update you with, because the grassroots movement, John Tester's grassroots, you know, support from Washington State, from Oregon, they're rolling into town. And I think people should get out their cell phones, because we all almost have these smartphones, and we should go up, and if you're in public, there's no expectation of privacy, so you can video, and you can ask these people why they support Tester, and then ask them some trivia about your community, because if they're truly from here, they should know a little bit of information about this place, shouldn't they?
A little basic Montana info. No, you're right. We've already seen the flood of advertising flood the state from these left-wing dark money groups, and you're right, the activists are going to be flooding in as well. Look, at the end of the day, we can all say, hey, look at these poll numbers, look at this poll, look at that poll, but it all now comes down to get out the vote efforts. Absentee ballots are going out tomorrow, and look, the polls can say whatever you want them to say, but if people don't get out and actually vote and get their friends and neighbors to vote, that's where push really comes to shove. All right, Tim, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Next up on the phone lines, Greg Franks in Billings. Greg, I know you were texting me earlier. You saw these New York Times numbers. What stood out to you?
You know, the numbers in this Senate race in particular, and across the state in regards across the board, even with Gianforte's race, are really stark. I've been following these races and these polling for many, many years. And the thing that's standing out to me on this is that Montana is shifting dramatically towards almost a 20-point Republican advantage in a lot of these seats and races. And, I mean, in Bozeman alone, in these numbers, is 57 to 35, I believe, or 37 for Tim Sheehy in Bozeman. And that represented 12% of this polling sample that they had.
Really? Did they have the crosstabs on that New York Times article? I just saw the main numbers in the main story. Did they actually dive deep into specific areas like Gallatin County, et cetera?
They didn't go to Cal. They broke it down into five areas, Billings, Missoula, Bozeman, East, and West. That's how they broke down the numbers. And the only area where Tester was showing strong was in Missoula.
No surprise there. Yeah, that's right. Well, but you would expect Tester to be doing well in Bozeman also, because Bozeman, you know, with all the Hollywood liberals that moved in there pre-COVID-19, it's become more of a blue county, you know, blue city, blue county. But I think Tim Sheehy cuts into that because of his popularity, because of all the jobs he created. He's an aerial firefighter. He's a Navy SEAL veteran. And there's a lot of great patriots in the Bozeman area that support our troops and support our veterans. And so people have gotten to see Tim Sheehy. He's a young entrepreneur, and regardless of what your politics are, how could you not be attracted to that type of a candidate?
What I find really stark is the amount of money that the Democrats, Chuck Schumer, in the past have been throwing at this race, and none of that money is catching any traction. In fact, the more money they're spending, the better Tim's numbers are performing. So that shows that their numbers aren't working. It shows that they're not doing anything. I will guarantee you there's calls in Washington and New York City saying, why are we spending money in this Montana race when we could start focusing our efforts on other things? I spoke with John Graves this morning from Million Voices.
Yeah.
And he got the same conclusion. He says, this race, you don't want to say it's over. I mean, Tim would say, you know, keep fighting. We're going to fight all the way through, and that's what we need to do. But money-wise, I would not be surprised to start seeing those advertising dollars going to other states, which would open up some room for us to focus on some other races and issues like the initiatives, as well as the Supreme Court races, and get those people to get their message out of the Republican Party with these numbers, would focus into a concerted effort. I hope Don Kay's listening. Tie the Supreme Court candidates to the Republican Party. tie these initiatives to the Republican Party. Let people know what our stances are, because the tide is definitely showing that we can swing these races and we can make some significant gains in the state.
That is remarkable, isn't it, Greg? That you know, overwhelmingly, they have been attacking Tim Sheehy for over a year now, and every time they attack him, it's not only does Tim Sheehy do better, it's as if their fake phony attacks backfire on them, and Tim Sheehy climbs even higher in the polls. But it's not just Chuck Schumer and the tester phony commercial attack ads. It's so many in the Montana media, the Lee newspapers, the liberal free press, the liberal Daily Montanan blog. The TV stations have embarrassed themselves with their atrociously bad political coverage this year. And yet, despite their pummeling against Tim Sheehy with their bad media coverage, again, he continues to perform even better. He continues to be even stronger. So it's an outright embarrassment. It's an indictment for the majority of the Montana media and their biased liberal coverage. Hold that thought, Greg. If you got more to share, I'll come back to you, plus Jared and Anaconda after this.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. One other great point that Greg Franks can share with us here is, what about independent voters in this New York Times poll? Greg, yeah, what stood out to you on that front?
Well, the independent voters represent about 35% of the voters in Montana. Republicans represent about 35%, and I don't have the Democrat numbers or other preferences on there. But out of those polling numbers, 50%, just 49% of the independent voters are breaking this way for the Senate, for Tim Sheehy in the Senate race. Other number I was just looking at breaking down this poll is, what is your preference for the outcome of this year's U.S. Senate election? This is the real number. This is the hard party line number that everybody talks about. Democrat control of the Senate, 37%. Republican control of the Senate, 55%. That is a massive number in coming out of the state. That's showing that people want a different direction of this nation. The numbers for Harris are just abysmal. Trump is dominating in this poll as well. So this is clearly showing that Montanans have a course in the direction that they want this nation to go, and it has nothing to do with Harris and Tester.
Yeah, it's and I think people have just finally seen through John Tester's fake phony, oh, I'm just a moderate dirt farmer. Oh, give us a break. They're not falling for that phony shtick anymore, because the differences are so clear. There's such a stark contrast and a divide between both the parties, frankly, and each party candidate in each one of these races. All right, great insight, Greg. Thanks for calling in. Great to hear from you. We got a number of callers on the line, so let's keep rolling with it here. Jared in Anaconda, great to hear from you.
Hey, thank you for your service, and obviously military service is important, but as a Democrat, I listen to your show because you let me know what, you know, Republicans are thinking.
Well, you're too kind. Thank you, Jared. I always appreciate getting your input and your emails and everything.
So, I have nothing against Sheehy at all. Like, my best friend is a wildlife firefighter from Missoula. So, I appreciate the fact that Tim Sheehy puts his life on the line to get, you know, things done and make stuff happen. I don't have any real input on Tester, but I do feel like everybody is just, I have like 50 mail bombs that are gave to me, and I'm going to collect like 1,000 before, you know, the election, and it's just rough getting all this stuff, and it all just seems like it's, you know, Armageddon style. I just don't even know what to say. I wish that people would just listen to shows like yours. I get get a lot of my news from Montana Public Radio. I get my news from you. But it's getting to be a lot to deal with.
Just the rhetoric that you're seeing there. The campaign mailers, you know, each side has their various, extremes, I guess is what you're saying. Yeah, no, that's great to get your insight, Jared. Yeah, your mailbox just getting overloaded. I think there's a lot of people who can identify with you on that front. I mean, you think about the enormous amount of resources that are just being dumped into Montana right now. I mean, it's just insane. And yet all these resources being spent and a lot of it from out of state, and it's not moving the needle, right? That's why I think what Greg brought up, and Jared, great to hear from you as always. Thanks for your kind words, and thanks for listening. That's one of the best parts of this show is like, hey, man, if I say something you disagree with, you can call in and disagree, or hey, somebody else will call in. That's the best part, is just hearing from folks all across Montana. But I wonder if national Democrats are going to bail on John Tester, or if they're already starting to bail on John Tester. But I partly think that they can't bail on John Tester. He has been such a reliable vote for Chuck Schumer on Chuck Schumer and Kamala Harris's agenda that they can't bail on him. Even if they're lighting their money on fire and it's not doing a darn's worth of work for them in Montana right now, it's like they promised the guy that they're going to keep funneling money back here no matter what, because John Tester has been such a reliable vote for the radical left that they have to keep supporting him. But I don't know. I mean, if the dam's starting to break in these battleground states, they might be forced to bail on old flip-flop there. Jared, great to hear from you as always. Let's see, who do we got next up? Lee in Kalispell. Lee, what's going on?
Hi, Aaron. Yeah, this deals with the hurricanes going on right now. And this is a different explanation for why we're having them right now. Okay, the Earth goes through cycles, and the sun goes through cycles. Well, we're in a cycle on the Earth right now. According to a teacher I had, and this goes back 51 or 52 years ago, a science teacher in high school. Anyway, they were saying that the Earth right now is about every 400,000 years, the Earth's poles, north and south poles, change positions. I'm not saying the South Pole goes to the North Pole or the North Pole goes to the South Pole. They just change someplace else, position someplace else on the Earth. And he also made a quote, and I'll quote him exactly what he said. He said that he wouldn't want to be around when it happens, because there'd be quite a bit of a climate change.
Well, it's pretty remarkable. I don't know if you've ever read Eric Metaxas's book. Eric Metaxas wrote a book here, 3 years ago? We had him on the radio. He was in Montana, and he wrote a book about, what did he say, is atheism dead? Something, I think that's the name of the book. And all of these remarkable statistics about the Earth and about our universe and about how you change just one massive thing. You change one big thing in just the slightest, tiniest little way, whoosh, we're all gone in an instant, just like that. I mean, just what is it? What is his line? The perfectly tuned universe? How everything is so perfectly tuned so that we can even live on this planet Earth. And yet some people still don't think that there's a creator. They think that somehow this just miraculously all just happened. You know, it's crazy. All right, let's see. Let's go next on the phone lines. Who do we got? Tom in Bozeman. Tom, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. You know, Planned Parenthood now is pouring millions of dollars into the Supreme Court campaigns. You've probably seen some of their ads on TV. Betty Gary, there's an organization that uses the pseudonym of Montanans for Fairness and Justice in the Legal System. That is the Montana Trial Lawyers Association. Trial lawyers, particularly criminal trial lawyers, you know, have nothing to do with fairness and justice. All that's about is winning. You know, they defend the devil. And if they could get him off on a technicality, as long as they won the case. These are the people that are supporting Bitigary, and they put in over $200,000 into her campaign. This is the Montana Trial Lawyers Association. Tens of thousands of dollars is coming in from out of state to try to influence Montana Supreme Court.
Well, and what does that tell us, Tom? That tells us that, this Bitigary is a product of the radical left. She will be a blank check for the radical environmentalists that are trying to shut this state down. They're trying to shut down agriculture. She was the judge who tried to block the copper mine in White Sulphur Springs from even getting up and running, forcing needless delays on that project. She's anti-mining, and if you're anti-mining, you're anti-Butte. And if you're anti-mining, you're anti-Billings, Columbus, Laurel, Park City, Big Timber, and on down the line. And you're anti-Libby. And she is an anti-mining judge who would be in the back pocket of the radical environmentalists. Her backers are attacking Judge Dan Wilson because Dan Wilson got a small contribution from small producers in the oil and gas industry here in Montana. And they're attacking Judge Dan Wilson over that. Well, what that tells you is that she is going to be biased against our natural resource industries once again.
Absolutely. And Dan Wilson could definitely use everyone's financial help. Wilson for Montana Supreme Court, we're going to have a fundraiser for him sometime the week of the 21st of October, just to raise some funds to counter some of this, you know, negative publicity. And what's also shameful, I've got friends that are, you know, good conservative people that say, gee, Tom, who should I vote for the Supreme Court justices? Because it's supposedly a nonpartisan election, so people don't know where these justices stand.
I know. It's always amazing to me. I probably had six emails in my email inbox on Monday morning. Hey, what about these Supreme Court justices? It's like, how many times have we said it? But, you know, people are busy. People are working. I mean, somebody's got to go to work to pay for all the illegal aliens that Kamala and Tester are bringing into the country, right? So people are busy, so I get it. But people are wondering, what do you think about these Supreme Court justices? Well, you've got these two radical leftists like Lynch and Bitigary, or you've got the Sons of Montana, Corey Swanson and Judge Dan Wilson, who will try to bring some fairness and some justice to the Montana Supreme Court. All right, speaking of the left-wing mob on the Montana Supreme Court, I mentioned it, day two of the Soviet-style show trial against Attorney General Austin Knutson underway right now as we speak in Helena. This is the type of anti-Trump stuff you see in New York City, but to see this in Helena? Perry in Columbus weighs in right after this.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
McDonald's has filed a federal lawsuit against major beef packers, including JBS, Cargill, Tyson, and others, accusing them of colluding to fix beef prices by limiting the supply of slaughtered cattle from 2015 to 2019. The suit, filed in New York State, claims these companies manipulate the market to increase beef prices while paying lower prices for cattle, all while boosting their profits unfairly. McDonald's points to a drop in slaughter volumes by the accused companies and alleges daily meetings were held to coordinate cattle procurement and sales strategies between the big packers. In other news, Charlo, Montana's Coleman Angus Ranch had one heck of a sale this week. The Coleman family held the Coleman Angus female sale, offering 119 registered Angus females, and they averaged $28,210 a head. The top open heifer sold was lot 70, Coleman Chloe, sold for $152,500. The top red cow, lot 18, was Coleman Donna 928, bringing $200,000, and they sold one bull for $120,000. Again, one heck of a sale for Coleman Angus in Charlo, Montana. I'm Wayne Nordlund.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana.
statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I'm going to get to as many callers as I can, and then we're going to wrap up the hour with a great guest in studio. We've got a great opportunity for a special Montana veteran out there, so stand by, because if you're a veteran, you can get nominated for this opportunity, or if you know a veteran, you can nominate them for this incredible opportunity. So stand by. That's how we're going to wrap up the hour today. And then tomorrow, if you want to be on the show, come down and see us. We'll be broadcasting live from the Flathead Valley, live from Northwest Parts and Equipment in Columbia Falls. That'll be tomorrow morning. Then I'll be at Two Brothers Cafe doing a great event with Americans for Prosperity Montana for a late breakfast or early lunch. And then I get the honor of emceeing the Flathead County Lincoln Reagan Trump dinner. Then I'll be in Libby and Eureka over the weekend. Full rundown at MontanaTalks.com if you want to come in and say hello at any of the various events that we will be at. Perry in Columbus, next up on the phone lines. What's going on, Perry?
Well, good morning, Aaron. You know, I don't have any words on paper today. I just feel compelled to call in, and I'll try and make this short. But I just wanted to say, as I think about what's going on with the inquisition of our Attorney General by the robed gods in Montana Supreme Court, the Commissioner of Political Practices offices, apparently, and some California lawyer that filed a slew of baseless ethics complaints or whatever it is. You know, this is the sort of thing that should draw 100,000 people into Helena with torches, scythes, and pitchforks to explain to them exactly what the will of the people is. The Constitution is something that these people just have tossed out the window, and it's emblematic of everything that's going on in our country from coast to coast. You know, I sometimes wish I didn't pay so much attention to political things, because my soul weeps every morning and every night when I think about the precipice that this constitutional republic stands at right now. The chasm I'm looking down into for our country is bottomless, and it's at the bottom of it waits totalitarian, I don't know, communist, fascist, whatever you want to call it, dictatorship that these people, the modern left, is trying to impose on us. You know, I'm not talking to people today like your regular callers. Jared from Anaconda, are you still listening? This is something that just has to be recognized by anybody that isn't brainwashed.
Yeah, I think it's gone so over the top what they're trying to do to this country. That's why, you know, former Democrats like Tulsi Gabbard are now in the fight with you and me. And that's what I say. I know sometimes it gets frustrating to hear about all the crazy stuff going on in the world. It's so easy to just sit back and just watch sports and not pay attention to serious things. But you know, when you think of the Sermon on the Mount, you know, I think of that, and I think about how blessed we are to be among warriors. And I think about, you know, like every Veterans Day, and people are so kind to thank all of our incredible veterans for our service and sacrifice. But I'm thankful that I've gotten to serve with so many great Americans. I'm thankful that I got that tap on the shoulder, because it's an honor to be among warriors. It's an honor to pay attention to serious things and to fight for the future of this country. And I feel bad for people who don't pay attention to serious issues and just sit back and just sit back and eat all the bags of potato chips and just call it a day and just listen to folly. And sports are great, and we need that time in our life, especially your local sports. And our radio station is doing an incredible job with that. But man, it's an honor to talk about serious things and serious issues and to fight for the future of our country. And glad you're in it here with us. By the way, speaking of Jared and Anaconda, I got a nice note from Jared and Anaconda, our great Democrat friend out of Anaconda. He said, "Hey, I wish you would have given me 15 more seconds on the radio, because Jared wanted to give his endorsement as a Democrat for Montana Governor Greg Gianforte." So, Jared, thanks for the message. And, yeah, we got a lot of callers on the phone line, so sorry if it seems like I move on a little too quickly at times. With regard to the Soviet-style show trial against Attorney General Austin Knutson, Dennis in Bozeman says this, follow the money. Where is the money coming from to support this kangaroo court? These folks, after Attorney General Knutson, where do they get their money from? Dennis, that's such a great point. And I think this is going to be a blessing in disguise, because this political persecution against Attorney General Austin Knutson, think about this. If the Montana Supreme Court can do this to him, what are they doing and what could they do to any lawyer in the state of Montana? That's why we've got to defund and dismantle this whole kangaroo commission. Let's go to Tom in the Gallatin Valley next. Tom, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, this persecution of our attorney general is reminiscent of, on a smaller scale maybe, of what President Trump has had to deal with out in New York and whatnot. And my point is this. You know, that Attorney General Letitia James in New York and these other prosecutors, Jack Smith, Fannie Willis, etc., these people were constantly going back and forth to the White House. Either they were or their representatives were. And I have no proof, but there is a visitor's log that's kept at the White House. And my opinion is that Joe Biden, his handlers, and his wingman, Attorney General Merrick Garland, they were coordinating and orchestrating all of these fake charges against President Trump, whether it was the document deal or whatever.
Oh, yeah. No, it's all been orchestrated. It's a political persecution, a Soviet-style show trial. What every Montanan has seen play out on the national stage against Donald Trump, that, by the way, backfired on them and only built more support for President Trump. The same template is taking place. They're using the same tactic, not only against Attorney General Austin Knutson here in Helena, they're trying to do it to every other effective Republican attorney general in all these other states all across the country. It's so transparent what they're doing. Basically, they're trying to kick any of their political opponents in the teeth. They want to kick all their political opponents in the teeth. Now, I say teeth for a particular reason, because, man, I tell you what, we've got a great guest in studio. This is such a cool opportunity. Some of you guys may have heard me already talk about this here, but a while back, I got to go visit Yellowstone Family Dental, and I got to see their whole operation, meet their team. They do everything in-house right here in Montana, and they build their own dental implants and everything. They've got all the experts right here in Montana. They are so good that people travel from all across the United States to get their dental implants done here in Montana at Yellowstone Family Dental, and they've got a special opportunity for a veteran that I want to tell you about here in just a second. But first, Dr. Larson, great to see you. Thanks for joining us in studio here today.
Yeah, Aaron, thanks for having me. I sure appreciate it. I appreciate you trying to get the word out about this. We're pretty excited about this this contest, or I guess this promotion that we're doing.
You know, I remember when I first got back from Iraq in the summer of 2006, I came back with some chipped teeth. And just having like one or two chipped teeth, it was like, you know, and I was working in TV at the time, and it was like, man, it really impacts you. You don't want to smile. You don't want to, you know, you don't want to be seen on TV, obviously, with your teeth having just a couple of infractions. I can't imagine some people are dealing with failing dentures. They're dealing with a whole bunch of failing teeth as well, and sometimes pain that's associated with it.
Yeah, that's what we see a lot of, and typically, when we have patients coming in, we're seeing patients that they either have lost all their teeth and they've been trying to make dentures work, and they just can't get comfortable with the dentures. They can't ever eat with them. They're just really having a hard time with those. Or they've got missing teeth. And a lot of these people, they just deal with pain every day of their lives. I just had somebody in this week that was telling me, he said, you know, pain and worrying about my teeth is something that I live with all day long. He says, I wake up with it every morning. He says, I live with it all day, and I go to bed with it. He says, I never cannot think about my teeth because I can't talk to people. I can't smile. And there's so many people out there that we see every day that are coming in like that. It sometimes amazes me, sort of the suffering and the pain that people go through. So to be able to take, you know, people that are in that situation and give them something that is as close as we can get to a natural set of teeth, not only a natural set of teeth so they can smile, so they can you know, laugh and talk to their friends and family, but so they can eat, so they can, you know, they can eat whatever foods they want. There's so many people that when they go out to a restaurant, they open the menu and they don't look for food that they want. You know, when I'm at a restaurant, I'm looking like, what kind of steak do I want?
Yeah, I want the steak. Yeah, and almost every time I'm going to eat the steak. I couldn't imagine some people, they've got dentures and they won't order the steak because they're afraid the dentures are going to fall out right in the middle of the restaurant in front of the whole table, in front of all their friends and everything. So instead they get some other meal other than that good Montana beef. Great opportunity for a Montana veteran. This is really what we want to tell you about. We'll talk more right after this quick break, shortest break of the hour, back with Dr. Matthew Larson right after.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, yeah, if you are a veteran yourself, or if you know a Montana veteran, this is an announcement that we're going to try to make by Veterans Day or on Veterans Day. So wait till you hear about this if you haven't heard about it yet. But Dr. Matthew Larson with Yellowstone Family Dental, you know, we were talking about if somebody's got, you know, dentures, maybe you're an elderly person. And you're trying to go out to eat and the dentures, you don't want them to fall out. So you're not eating what you want to eat. But then there's people out there that have got several missing or failing teeth and a lot of pain that's associated. I talk to a lot of people in the business that I'm in, and you'll see it. You will see people where you'll joke around with them and then they smile, but then they quickly try to cover that smile back up again. And it's so sad when you see that, but people are self-conscious about their teeth if they have a lot of those problems.
Yeah, no, it's, people tell me all the time that they, when they're talking to people, that they can always tell as soon as people notice their teeth, you know, whether that's true or not, that, but as we see somebody with bad teeth, you know, there's something about us that we kind of react to it. But we see a lot of patients coming in, or we see a lot of veterans, you know, and we've done a lot of cases for veterans. We've helped them out. One of the things we're looking at doing is we want to pick somebody that's a deserving veteran that's got a great story, and we want to do the whole case for free for them. We want to fix all the teeth. We want to do the implants. We want to do the teeth, and just be able to sort of give them that transformational experience in life. We did this a while back with a gal that was a nurse that worked at a nursing home around the COVID time, you know, trying to kind of help out there. And it just was the greatest case. And she's been so happy. And, you know, she brings us cookies to the office and muffins. And I mean,
oh, wow.
We're not really after cookies and muffins, but I,
yeah,
but we really want people to apply. If you go to MontanaDentalImplants.com, there's an online application. It's pretty easy to fill out. You just fill in the application. You can submit a picture and a short story. If you know somebody that's a veteran that you want to nominate, you can also go there and you can nominate somebody that you know. I know sometimes people get so shy or self-conscious about it that they have a really hard time making the appointment and sort of coming out publicly to say, you know, I've got bad teeth, I've got these problems, but they probably have a lot of loved ones that know. And so if you know somebody and you think this would be a good option for them, please, MontanaDentalImplants.com, fill out a nomination form for them. And let me.
What a great opportunity. What a great blessing. Again, so this is for a Montana veteran, and they've got a kind of like a steering committee that you've set up at Yellowstone Family Dental that will, you know, verify military service and then, you know, and then eventually select who the recipient will be, who the winner will be. And this is a big service. I mean, the technology that you guys have available, you can do it all in house. And, you know, you can basically take these new dental implants and you can go eat that steak dinner. What's the dollar value alone of this type of service that you would provide? I mean, if Joe Schmo off the street wanted to go in and do it, you have ways to make it affordable through financing, et cetera. But the total dollar value for a Montana veteran, this is big, what you're going to offer up free of charge to this winner.
Yeah, the that's probably the biggest barrier is the expense with dental implants and dentistry. There's a lot of expensive stuff that goes into custom work, and it ends up being around a $50,000 value. It's pretty significant. Yeah.
Yeah, that's huge. And I love seeing all of your technology in house. You know, just technology in general, it's amazing what's being done now with 3D printing and AI software and all of this. But from the world of dentistry, just how has your world of dentistry changed just maybe even in the last 20 years, for example? I mean, describe how you build these in-house, for example.
Well, the things we do now, we did 2 years ago, we did them totally differently. Now, with the onset of 3D printing and some of the new nano-ceramic materials that we can print out of, we can actually print prostheses that we can put into people's mouths. It's allowed us to be able to build a nice set of teeth that we actually put in the day of surgery. While we've got the patient there sedated, we actually build a set of teeth, we 3D print them, and they're screwed into the patient's mouth that day. So when they walk out, they've got a nice set of teeth. The final prostheses that we make are a lot harder material. So we have some CNC mills that we use. We mill some of the zirconium materials, the titanium. We actually build a really robust, durable set of teeth that people can eat anything they want. And we have it all upstairs at the dental office. We got three CNC mills. We got 3D printers. We've got the CAD technology.
This is a high tech operation. I mean, it's incredible to see it, and right there in the medical corridor, the hospital corridor, right down the hill from the airport in Billings, so you can fly in on Cape Air if you need to or whatever. I mean, it's amazing. But to look at these teeth, everybody's seen the little composite teeth. I think it would be like the fake teeth in the dentist's office.
Yeah.
These things, you look at these and you would think these are somebody's real teeth sitting right in front of you when you look at these things. The coloring, the crafting, everything. It's crazy.
Yeah, some of the newer materials we have, you know, dentures have been around for hundreds of years, and the technology hasn't really changed. I tell people all the time, a denture is like, it's like getting your leg cut off and just taking the table leg and duct taping it. You know, technologically, we're way beyond what dentures are. With dental implants, we can restore teeth to almost what they were originally.
Well, Dr. Larson, thanks for this generous offer for a veteran out there. I know it's going to be a life changer for whoever ends up getting nominated and then winning this service. It's huge. Again, folks, go to MontanaDentalImplants.com. Nominate a veteran today, even if it's yourself. This is a great opportunity. Thanks so much for joining us. Great to see you again.
Thanks, Aaron.
All right, I'll be live from Columbia Falls, Northwest Parts and Equipment tomorrow. Open mics for you in the Flathead.